USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is granting a full pardon to Alice Johnson.
And we gave a commutation. That means we were able to get Alice out. And she has been just so outstanding, and I'm so proud of you. And we are giving Alice a full pardon. I just told her.
President Trump making that announcement during an Oval Office ceremony. Johnson was sentenced to life in prison for a nonviolent drug offense. California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is highlighting the state's continued fight against a devastating wildfire season.
Good news, we are seeing in terms of things going up and the percentage of containment improving in each of these larger fires.
Nearly 15,000 firefighters are currently battling over 700 active fires. About 1.4 million acres have burned in the latest round. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have a very busy podiatric practice, and usually I would find at lunchtime I kind of got a slump in terms of energy. But since I've been taking the Balance of Nature, I don't get that slump anymore. I've got a lot of good energy throughout the whole day. With the Balance of Nature, I don't get cold, I don't get sick, and most importantly, I tell my patients, what you need to do is get your immune system up. And by terms of taking your fruits and vegetables, eating correctly, that's the best way to get the immune system up. So all in all, you guys just keep doing what you're doing. It's a wonderful product, and I really feel that people would benefit from taking this product. Very happy with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Vice President Mike Pence with a campaign stop in Duluth, Minnesota. The vice president calling for an end to violent protests and rioting.
Tearing down statues is not free speech. Perpetrating violence against innocent civilians and law enforcement is not peaceful. Those who engage in these actions will be held to the fullest account of the law.
President Trump also set to hold a campaign rally in New Hampshire on Friday. A Louisiana family of five is dead after inhaling fumes from the generator they were running because of Hurricane Laura knocking out their power. Lake Charles Fire Chief Sean Caldwell has some advice if you are using a generator.
Everybody out there probably is trying the generator, and they want to keep it as close so that it doesn't walk off, as close as they can. Guys, keep it away from your home. Don't put it anywhere near a covered awning, a porch, a garage.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
NBA players decided on Thursday to resume the league's playoffs this weekend after they refused to play in protest of a police shooting in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Some Major League Baseball games were postponed along with the NHL playoffs. Top advisor to the president, Jared Kushner, reacts to the news.
I think that the NBA players are very fortunate that they have the financial position where they're able to take a night off from work without having to have the consequences to themselves financially. So they have that luxury, which is great. Look, I think with the NBA, there's a lot of activism, and I think that they put a lot of slogans out. But I think that what we need to do is turn that from slogans and signals to actual action that's going to solve the problem.
Kushner speaking there on CNBC. Now, as far as how those comments will go over with the NBA players, pollster Frank Luntz tells Fox News.
Oh, with the players? Horribly. Mm-hmm. With the players, that's the kind of thing that could provoke them to take even greater action, to speak out more. And I understand the players who want to go back home and participate in the protests and be active. But I don't think they realize that they can have a greater impact during the game by playing and speaking out while they do it.
And finally, MGM Resorts announces they're laying off 18,000 furloughed workers in the United States due to the coronavirus pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.